It's all about humanity.
So here's a Dear Prudence letter for you.
Okay.
Some people are really into masks. And now I'm one of these people. I'll wear a mask outside, which drives you nuts.
Right.
But I don't really care. It's not your lungs. I'll wear a mask if I want to.
Excuse me. Since I've been sick, I'm not leaving the house with a mask ever again.
Oh, so now you agree with me.
I'm back on your side of things. I didn't get sick for 14 months. Mm-hmm. I get vaccinated. I take my mask off. I go out. I see some friends. Next thing I know, severe cold.
All right. So this couple has been married for 5.5 years.
Okay.
All right. Her husband, she says, is a handsome, sexy, funny, and kind man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little prissy when it comes to illness.
All men are.
I'm not as bad as you.
Well, I'm more of a man than you are. So that's not a good example. But no, most men, like I have, my friends are always like, I have two kids. They're both sick. My husband's sick. Now I have three kids.
True. But you take it to another level.
I know. I'm taking myself out of the equation. Saying, but forget about me. I'm not comparing myself. Men are babies when it comes to getting sick.
I agree. Because we can. And we want an excuse to lay around and do nothing. Anyway, however, during the pandemic, his terror about getting sick has reached new levels.
Oh, okay.
For the last year, he refuses to take off his face mask, even when we're at home and it's just the two of us.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
This is true now that he is even fully vaccinated. He wears it to sleep.
Wow.
In the bathroom.
What? He wears it to sleep?
In the bathroom?
What, he's by himself in the bathroom?
And yes, even during lovemaking.
Oh, that would be a deal breaker for me. I would just rip that off his face right in the middle of it.
When he eats, he pulls and exposes a little part of his mouth, eats, and then puts it back on between bites.
Are you kidding me?
He does not insist I do the same. I tell him it bothers me. Even when we're having the sex time, but he plans on wearing it nonstop. What do I do?
No, he needs therapy. This is akin to a germaphobe. This is another level of, listen, I understand that there's people that are not yet comfortable taking their masks off. You know, we've all gotten used to wearing them now and it's protection. And look, I mean, I live in a city with, there's always people up in your business. Not everybody's vaccinated. So I get wanting to be safe and wanting to be careful. I get that. But you're wearing a mask because to protect yourself, because the CDC told you that the way to not get COVID is to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. The CDC is now telling you when you are inside your house, especially if you are vaccinated, especially when you're there with your significant other, you don't have to wear a mask. So either you listen to science or you don't. So he's no longer listening to science, which means that he obviously has some kind of
issue.
He has an issue. Yeah, he needs therapy. This isn't something she can sit down and be like, look, dude, I burned all your masks. No, he needs therapy. He definitely, this is like an obsessive compulsive thing or germaphobe type thing. Yeah, he's got deeper issues here.
Okay. So you only have you and Joe that live in your apartment.
Yeah.
But let's say you had children.
Okay.
And the children got sick, would you wear a mask in the house?
You think I'd be around sick children? Are you insane?
You would have to be if they're your children.
No.
Well, you're gonna kick them out?
Yeah.
You got sick, you gotta move out.
That's right. The rule was not to get sick. I'm sorry. If you're sick, you don't live here anymore.
That's dealt now with two kids, one sick all the time. And yes, I have worn a mask in the house because they've been sick.
No, you have to wear the whole idea of wearing a mask. They told you from the very beginning that if one of you gets COVID, everybody in the house has to wear a mask. You got to separate that person in a separate room, leave their food at the door. It's not about whether you're in the house or not. It's about who's sick and who's not sick. So yeah, if somebody gets sick, if Joe gets super COVID, oh my God, he's sleeping on the couch and I'm wearing three masks.
He's sleeping in Wisconsin. He's going to the testicle festival. He's not he's not living with you if he gets sick.
You know, he has an extra apartment in the neighborhood.
Right. So he's living there.
His nephew normally lives there, but he's not living there right now because, remember, he fell off the building.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still in rehab. So he has somewhere to go. So if he gets super COVID, I'll be texting him from five blocks away.
Yeah. Good luck. Enjoy your life. See ya. No, I mean, I know that you're not supposed to you don't have to wear a mask outside, but I still do. I mean, I'm just to that point now where I'm comfortable wearing it the minute I walk out of the house.
I am now back to wearing a mask all the time when I'm not in the house because I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as I left the house and took my mask off.
And you laughed at me.
I know. Luckily, and I went and got a COVID test because I was coughing up a lung recently. So I was like, God, is this just a cold or is this COVID? Luckily, I didn't have COVID, and now I'm kind of torn because, my friend Jeff does the Just for Laughs festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's that big festival in Montreal, and it's a really big deal. They've launched the careers of some of the biggest names in comedy, and it's very famous. It's been around forever, and my friend Jeff runs it, and he casts it and all that stuff. So they go all over the world looking for the next hot comics. So, of course, they're coming to New York. They're going to be here for most of June in about five or six different comedy clubs. And one of the comedy clubs happens to be right in my neighborhood. So he sent me an email and he said, I'll be in your neighborhood. Here are the nights. Do you want to come to a show? I'll put you on a guest list. Here's what you have to do. Either show up with a COVID test that says you're negative or a vaccine card that says you've been fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And while New York says you don't have to wear a mask inside, you can if you want to.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Am I going to a comedy club? I haven't seen my friend. No, he lives in L.A. now. I don't get to see him very much.
I'd like to see him. I'm not ready for that yet.
It's right in my neighborhood. I'll wear two masks, maybe.
I'm not to that point yet to be around a bunch of people. It's like last night I was watching the hockey playoffs, and it was in Long Island was the playoff game. Nobody was wearing a mask and it was packed. I'm not to that point yet. I can't see myself doing that.
Yeah, this is a small comedy club.
Yeah, I don't like comedy that much that I'm going to risk my life.
Well, it just means if someone's like coughing on the other side of the room, it's like they're coughing right in my face.
Right. I don't think it's worth it. I wouldn't get on a plane right now. And I know that's safe. I didn't feel safe 2 years ago on a plane.
Right.
You know, I'm really not going to feel safe now. So, yeah, I don't know. Would you get on a subway right now?
No, I haven't. My mother takes the subway all the time. My friends, my mother, everybody I know is back on the subway. I'm not ready for it. I have nowhere to go. There's that also.
Right.
And most of the places I have to go, I could either bike or walk to. So,
but if you had to.
You know, it's funny because I stopped doing extra work because for some reason you got to get tested for COVID now. And even if the extra work is in the city, they make you come to Brooklyn to get tested. The only way to get there is by train.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have my mother's car. So I was wondering, like, do I drive to get a COVID test so I can do extra work here in New York? Because I'm not going to take a subway.
It's a lot of work.
And then, you know, what if the work's indoors with lots of people? Like, there was one that they asked me to come do where it was in a stadium type environment where you were supposed to be like somebody in a crowd at a concert. So I was going to be there with probably about 20, 30 other people.
Yeah, I don't mind if other people do it. Good for you. I'm glad we're getting the country back on its feet.
Yeah.
Go see a Broadway show. Go see a concert. I don't care. I'm just talking about myself.
I know. I don't know if I'm ready to either. And every time you say that, it makes me think like I'm the hypochondriac between the two of us. So if you're not going to do it,
right,
why am I doing it?
Yeah, you're worse than me.
Right. And I'm running out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting friends on Sunday.
Ugh. See, I'm surprised you're not wearing a mask now. That's how crazy you are.
Well, but again, I'm not crazy like that guy you just asked about. I'm in a room by myself, and I right. live in an apartment with one person that I've been with all through COVID. He doesn't have COVID. I don't have COVID. We've both been vaccinated. I'm good.